This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You can control the content of the site. You submit different stuff that you find interesting online. Others vote as whether they like or dislike your suggestions. You get to vote on things, too, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And JJ.
Jumping right back into your phone calls, let's talk to Sonny in South Dakota. Sonny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sonny.
Hey.
I wanted to comment earlier about the Guantanamo Bay thing that
sure.
I think it's an atrocity and it disgusts me. However, to be honest, it's peanuts compared to the 17,000 children that die every day during due to their lack of purchasing power. But the real reason I called is...
Children dying because of their lack of purchasing
power? Like starvation, power. You're saying?
You're talking about like in Africa?
Or...
That's worldwide, people who are children who are impoverished,
okay.
who die because they can't buy any food.
Sure, that certainly is horrific.
But, I was listening last night, and I heard a comment from Andrew. He had some advice for me and anybody else who was interested in the Zeitgeist movement. He said basically that you shouldn't waste any of your time because it's utopian and ridiculous. And that got me thinking about back in 2007 when I discovered the Ron Paul campaign, and I got really interested in it, and then I tried to share it with people. For example, a university professor I knew, and he basically said the same thing, but thankfully I didn't listen to him. I think people should really look into things themselves and not just take other people's word on it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything else you wanted to say?
Well, yeah, he said that I should study Austrian economics, and I did do that thoroughly, but nevertheless, I do try to explore as many ideas as possible.
Well, you're taking your own
path.
And
I think everybody should do that rather than to just listen to somebody who says, oh, don't do that. You shouldn't think for yourself. You should just quit looking because I already said that it's a bad idea.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck with your plan to turn the entire world into a robot-based society where the robots make all of everything and take care of everyone.
Well,
that's just pejorative.
Well, okay, look, however you approach liberty, as long as you're approaching it from the idea, the standpoint that all of the sort of contracts or agreements will be voluntary, that's all I care about. That really you can pursue your utopian whatever dream you want. And we all have different dreams. They're all, you know, for the most part, utopian. So, you know, whatever is good for you is cool.
The first thing I said when I called in about this topic was that it is a purely voluntary concept.
Excellent.
But no matter how many times I say it, people seem to like to project their own ideas. And instead of looking into it themselves, they just take other people's views and reject them outright.
Yeah, so it's going to be a real tough challenge to get the whole world on board with your ideas.
Yeah, it's
would you agree? Ideal if the whole world could be free and prosperous and peaceful.
I don't care if the whole world is free. It's not my
idea.
I don't care. See, that's the difference.
No.
My vision doesn't require everyone to be on board.
No. We're just looking at our community.
My vision,
we're looking at what we can do locally.
The Project Vision doesn't require that everybody be on board, but it does point out that it would only last and be very effective if these ideas caught on a global level.
Yeah, which is going to be very difficult to achieve because human beings are different. They have different interests and beliefs, and the likelihood of something like that happening is fairly slim. I mean, not to say it's impossible, but I would say it's fairly slim because, you know, people...
Thankfully, in the last couple of years, millions of people around the world have gained knowledge of this and put a lot of interest into it. But
great, then we should... Then, you know, why don't those people move together? Why don't those people create an intentional community where they move together and actually put their ideas into effect?
That may happen someday, but this whole idea is really in its infancy.
Right, because that's going to be important is to have a proof of concept. If you really want to sell your idea to people, you have to be able to show them that it works, and so that would be, I think, a step in the right direction.
If you looked into it, you'd see that part of the ideas, some of the plans are to someday have a what would be called maybe like a test city.
Great.
Not a functioning listening city.
Awesome. Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I wish you the best of luck with it. And
definitely.
I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He acts like I haven't looked into it.
Well, I mean, what do you expect us to say?
I sat down and I watched this two-and-a-half-hour movie. You saw it, too?
Yes, I did.
What did you think?
Well, I was on when he was on a while ago, I think maybe 2 or 3 weeks. But anyway, you know, I found some of the points of the movie to be, you know, they struck home, and I liked them. But then the idea of a one-size-fits-all came into the picture, and I'm sorry, I don't see that working. It's not feasible. Humans aren't one-size-fits-all creatures.
And, you're never going to share the same vision.
And it would require everybody pretty much doing the same thing in order for the whole machine to work.
Or
and,
to not do the same thing, but have the same, to hold the same vision for what they want to achieve.
It's like some people are comfortable living in tents. Some people want to live in a high-rise building. Some people live in an underground sort of dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's different strokes for different folks.
Some people believe in God. Some people believe in multiple gods.
Whatever.
Some people believe in, you know, nothing. So
let them be different. That's the whole key. Is
that's the beauty of our world, is the difference and the contrast.
And dynamic nature.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, I don't require – my ideas of liberty are not utopian because they don't require everyone to be on board. All I want to do is set one place free. And I don't care, you know, where that place is, whether it's New Hampshire or whatever. I've chosen New Hampshire, and a lot of other people have, too.
Well, you can localize it even further, and you want to be free. Your emphasis is to create freedom for yourself, and the same for myself. Is my goal is to make JJ free. And if everyone around me is free, too, awesome.
We're pretty close to that goal at that point. And if we can set New Hampshire free or Keene or wherever, this small little corner of our world free, then we will have that proof of concept. And we will be able to show people, hey, this freedom stuff works. And then maybe that will inspire others to say, hey, I want to try that here. And then maybe freedom will spread from that point. But if it doesn't, okay.
Well,
some people don't want to be free, remember?
Right.
We're talking about different people. Some people want to be told what to do.
Exactly.
Some people want to be...
They want that safety net. That government's going to save you. If anything, if you make any bad decisions and you can't take personal responsibility, the government's there to save you.
Right, and they're willing to trade their freedom for that.
And the tragedy as well. Now, obviously, tragedy, you can still have communities that take care of their own. That you can still have community. Before the government made all these safety nets, there was the community, and in some cases, the church. Or maybe it was just the doctor would help the patient. Because the patient was, you know, the paper boy or something like that. It was part of the community. It wasn't just we're all in it for ourselves and we're all alone. No, it was the sense that the government isn't here. So they didn't have that idea of government, you know, monopolizing their thought structure.
Right, you got to come up with something.
We have to take care of ourselves. We have to take care of each other. And then the government comes in and says, hey, we can take care of y'all. Oh, sure. Well, now we can, you know, stop worrying so much.
Well, and the Zeitgeist movement kind of replaces that concept of government with the robots, that the robots are going to take care of you. The computer system and the robots that it controls will take care of you. And some people don't want to be taken care of like that. When Mark watched this movie, he thought he wasted his 2.5 hours. I didn't feel the same way. I thought it was, you know, thought-provoking and interesting and wrong in many ways, but Mark was like, oh man, I wish I could get my 2.5 hours back because I don't know what I would do if I had a robot taking care of me. Like, what would my life be? What would I do? I mean, maybe we would figure out what to do under those circumstances and we'd like read and do art all day or something like that.
Yeah.
But for somebody like Mark or maybe myself, you know, we are interested in doing something, having a vocation, having a something that we can work at and not have a computer.
Dreaming for the stars is awesome. I mean, I'm guilty of that myself. But take a more localized approach. This whole idea that we need the whole world on board, don't start with that idea. Say, okay, maybe that's a long-term goal, but right now we just need to create one city. And then just do that. Awesome. Do it. Make it so and prove that it can be done and that it can be successful. And then create a second city and then a trade network between those two. And just do it step by step. You got to start somewhere. If that's your plan... And that's what you're going to do. You're going to dedicate your life to it. Well, then do it.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. And the number again, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
What? Dismiss Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. And coming up, your chance to win 2 tickets. Super passes, I believe they are called, to the 12 hours of Sebring. And we'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. The number here for you to get on the lines and bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And JJ.
As we continue taking your phone calls, Nick is in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, Nick, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey.
Showing people that ideas work is so important. Tonight I'd like to tell you about one of those leaders of ideas, an intellectual property iconoclast named Marcus Persson. Have you ever heard of Minecraft?
Is that a video game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was made with open source technology. It was self-published on his own website. He paid for no advertising. He relied only on word of mouth. He never sought IP protection. He just used an authentication server to protect his interests. And he has gotten 1.5 million sales. His sales grew as high as $350,000 per day, a sale every 3 seconds. He's a millionaire, and he's one person who made a game, the entire game by himself.
Incredible.
Good for him.
And the wait, what did you say?
I said incredible, and JJ said good for him.
And the game is not even done. It's only in beta, and it continues to be upgraded. This is the future of game development. It's
now, wait, point of information, this gentleman gave the game away for free, and people donated, or he charged for it?
No, he charged for it.
He charged for a beta, and people paid for it.
It was just that good.
Wow. It's incredible. For those that don't know, beta is, because I guess there's probably some technophobes out there, or Luddites, a beta is software that's not complete. It's not an actual official release. It's something that has likely still has bugs in it. People who use betas usually are given a beta for free with the intention that they will fill out forms when they send in an email to let the programmers know what bugs they find, and that's typically called beta testing. It's very rare that someone will actually pay to be part of a beta, but you're saying that people paid over $1 million in total. And how many copies were sold?
1.5 million.
1.5 million. At how much per copy?
It was about $14 recently. It keeps being upgraded, so the price has increased to $15.
Hmm.
But the important point here is that this shows the benefit of what happens when you innovate with game development without IP. A big problem in modern game development, which I am especially aware of, is that development costs have gotten out of proportion with confidence in sales in the old-fashioned model, because executives at the top of these gigantic game companies are hesitant to greenlight projects with unproven ideas because it's very high risk. It's a high investment. And
sure, but those games also contain a lot more content creation and work. I mean, if you compare Minecraft to, say, Blizzard StarCraft 2 or some other big game that has a lot of production value in it, it's going to be a world of difference.
Right, and it's been a big complaint in the game industry for a while now that the old genres are getting stale. It's very hard to innovate because it's so risky to go outside of established genres and formulas. Mm-hmm. But when you can grow a game from something small like Minecraft, you can take risks and innovate by releasing a cheap, lo-fi proof of concept first, and then if it takes off, you can sell progressively more upgraded versions.
Sure, sort of like the software for your smartphone, like Android apps. You'll certainly buy beta copies of those apps if it's a valuable app for you.
Yeah, and Marcus Persson himself, I would think of him almost like an hackerist from the way he's destroying the system.
What's your relation with this gentleman?
Huh? Oh, I don't know him. I just read about him.
Okay.
He spoke to a panel of developers and journalists at the Game Developers Conference this year on The Secret to Success, and he said copying isn't theft.
Hmm.
He is anti-IP. He says there's no such thing as a lost sale. He even asked the question, is a bad review a lost sale? So instead of pissing and moaning to the government, he took initiative to adapt his business model to the new reality by using his authentication process instead of overexpensive IP protection and by allowing web player options. And it makes a great case against IP, showing that it's not only unnecessary but needlessly destructive. And he plans to make it open source once sales die off. And that is how the industry can evolve exponentially. When an innovator innovates, it makes it easier for everyone after to reproduce that recipe by releasing his code as open source. It guarantees greater heights achieved in the future. Even Minecraft itself was impossible without the open source graphics and sound that it operates on.
Awesome. Interesting observations tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Nick. Thanks for the call at 800-259-9231. There are a lot of interesting things that are happening out there with those innovators that are stepping out, taking a little bit of risk. And in the world of programming, there's not really a whole lot of risk beyond the amount of time that you sink into the programming.
Well,
right?
It's time that you could have spent making money if you do, in fact, have a risky proposal and it doesn't do well.
But it could also be something you do in your spare time as well. You could have kind of a day job and then programmer by night.
Yeah,
and
that sounds like fun.
If you're a programmer, then it is, right? Because programmers really enjoy
I went to college for programming, actually. And
did you find it fun?
Oh, no, I dropped out of college because I found college boring itself.
Yeah, but what about the programming?
I did enjoy programming. Yeah. I enjoyed the challenge. I enjoyed solving the problems of creating programs.
So if you're writing your own program and you're not following somebody else's order, because a lot of programmers will work for somebody. Somebody else has the vision. They've got the money. They're going to hire you to do something. You may not find that too much fun, like programming financial accounting software or something like that.
A lot of the stuff I'd done up to that point was schoolwork where it was like you have to create a program that does something like this. And there was really no direction. It was left up to your own devices.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found that very fun, where I created it and I had this sense of accomplishment and all that sort of stuff. But, it's very time-consuming, especially if you're having complicated, the fun games are going to be difficult to program because that fun has to be programmed in each character at a time in some cases. So
toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. You're certainly welcome to share your thoughts on intellectual property if you'd like. As we continue here, I want to remind you, by the way, that Free Talk Live is brought to you by HostGator. You've seen all the archives on our website. They're totally free, and thanks to the folks at HostGator. You can go to hostgator.freetalklive.com to get your first month of hosting completely free. We're talking about a 99.9% uptime guarantee, 45-day money-back guarantee, free site builder, control panel, unlimited disk space and bandwidth. You can go to hostgator.freetalklive.com, get signed up there for your first month free. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, the experts there can help you out. You can create your very own website with their free tools and templates, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. Find out why over at hostgator.freetalklive.com. And again, they bring you the Free Talk Live archives. Let's continue and talk to Anthony, listening in Connecticut. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Anthony.
I was just calling to give a little bit of inspiration out to people out there. Last week was a regular week. Nothing happened. Hung out with friends. Went to work. This Monday, I decided, you know what? I had enough of Connecticut. I'm getting out of here. Tuesday, I signed up for the Free State Project officially. I didn't do it before just because I wasn't positive I was going to move, and I don't join things unless I'm sure I'm going to do it.
Wow.
Then Wednesday, I put in my first application to a position over in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
That afternoon, 3 hours later, I got a call back.
Wow.
Now, is this a position at the same company you work for or, like, completely different company?
Completely different company.
Wow, this is so
lined up for you.
This is like a whirlwind tour here. If you want, you can tell the rest of your story in a moment. Hang on, 800-259-9231. People are making these decisions to pick up their lives and make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and it's always so inspiring to hear one of their stories.
Yes, it is.
We'll come back with more and take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs, normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years, without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investigating. investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got the wiki over on our website with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. WIKIWiki.FreeTalkLive.com. You can go there and edit virtually anything. That's the point of the wiki. Wiki.FreeTalkLive.com. Now, if you want freedom, you've got to build it. Got programming skills? Join the Freedom Engineering team and help develop the technology that enables spontaneous order and free market capitalism to erupt on Earth. Mobile app developers and database experts wanted immediately. Share in ownership. Create stuff that matters. Go to freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom. Freedom Engineering.
Well, that fits with our last topic.
Sure, it sounds like it. Check it out, freedomengineering.org. As we continue here, Anthony is with us in Connecticut. Speaking of building freedom, that's what we're doing here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. JJ, you moved probably about three-ish plus years ago. I moved four.
Yep.
And it's been a great experience for us so far, and we're relatively early movers, still in the early moving stage. Only 10,600 people have signed up for the Free State Project, and of those 10,600, only several hundred have actually made the move. And that's, again, those are early movers, so we're still in the very genesis of this project. And Anthony, you were calling to tell us that you were inspired this week to sign up for the Free State Project and immediately began planning your move and reached out to a company up here in New Hampshire and got a call back pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say that it's going to be the same for everyone. You know, it is definitely hard economic times, but, you know, this isn't a lock yet for me either. I got my official interview on Wednesday, but you have to try.
Definitely.
No one's going to do it for you. You have to go out and you have to try. If you asked me last week, would I be this far, looking for places in Manchester, no, I wouldn't think that would be the case. But if you don't do it, don't put yourself out there. You're never going to know. and you really, really need to, because I tell you, it's a little frightening, it's a little exciting, and that's something I think that people, you really just try.
I think
a
positive attitude is definitely very important for achieving basically anything positive or productive.
Yeah, a lot of people find it very difficult to actually, find a job from a distance. So I think I agree with you that your mileage may vary as far as that goes. And you're coming up for an in-person interview, I presume, yes?
They'll do another phone interview first, and then I'll be taking a trip up there, I think, the following week.
Right. I mean, you're relatively conveniently located. Connecticut, not a far drive from New Hampshire at all, so that makes that pretty easy for you. A lot of people across the country, it's going to be a little bit more difficult, which is why some people kind of have to take a little bit more of a risk, save up some money, and then just make the move and then find the work. Save up several months' worth of income to, get a place and get settled in.
Do what I did. I came here with $500.
Really?
Yes.
That's rough.
But I knew I had a skill set for a segment of the market that I knew would basically be to my advantage. The manufacturing repair, CNC repair sort of market is basically a lot of older folks in their retiring sort of age.
Mm-hmm.
So in anywhere you go, there are not a lot of new people coming into that market. So I did manage to land on my feet and be successful.
So you're coming up for the interview. What was it that pushed you over the edge? I mean, you said that you hadn't signed up for the Free State Project until Monday. So what was it that, I guess, was the final straw?
Well, I really just thought to myself, what am I doing over here that's so great? It's basically what it comes down to. You know, I'm a strong believer in liberty. Have been for a long time. I'm a reformed conservative, so
All right.
I had to grow up a little bit, but... Now I think to myself, there's not enough that's keeping me here that I couldn't do better for myself and better for other people in New Hampshire. So that was pretty much it. It was just a logical decision.
Fantastic. Have you even come up here to visit yet?
Oh, yeah. I've been there quite a few times.
Oh, okay.
My best friend has some relatives up there, so worst case scenario, I have a couch to crash on for emergencies.
That helps.
Yeah,
having a low cost option to move up to is always nice. Whether it's just a room that you can get for a few $100 a month or something like that, those things do exist. There's of course a couple websites that help with that, like porkmanor.com and nhmove.info, helping
basically being a forum member for a lot of the forums that are around. But I'm sure you're probably aware of that.
Sure. So anything else you want to share about your plans?
Nope, I'll be hitting up the forums pretty shortly, so if you see any Anthony posting in there, it's going to be me. So if you know any spots over there, then definitely I'd like to hear from you. That's pretty much all I have for you guys, but thanks so much for what you do, too.
Hey, thanks.
You're looking in the Manchester area, you said?
Manchester, Nashua. The job is going to be directly in between the two.
Okay. There you go. All right, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of opportunities out there for you, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We just need several thousand more of people like him.
Right.
More people
to
move here.
Well, success stories are always good.
Soon.
You know, where someone gets the impetus to move, and they execute that sort of desire, and then success is found. I think a lot of that happens. Now, there are people who come here and have issues, but a lot of that is
those people have
poor
issues.
Planning.
Right. Those people have issues before they got
That's
here,
right.
As in, like, the issue of not knowing what they're doing and throwing caution to the wind and hoping that they can have somebody kind of hold their hand
don't
while they come
here. Don't come here and think you're going to couch crash forever and not have a job and not pay for food and that you're just going to rely on the kindness of everyone around you, too.
Those people have come and they have gone.
Yes, they have.
Those people do not make it up here.
No.
New Hampshire is not a forgiving place as far as the environment is concerned.
No,
it's cold out there. A lot of the time around the year, so if you can't find a place to stay, then and pony up and actually contribute to wherever it is you're staying, then you're not going to be around for very long. And the people in the very initial stages here, as the early movers we were talking about before, people who have a place, were maybe a little too generous.
Yes, there was several people who had bad experiences. They got burned.
And right, by offering a place to stay
right.
for people that they feel, well, they're liberty lovers, so I'll just let them crash here for a long time, and, maybe they'll clean the house. Well, they didn't clean the house, and they didn't do anything else, and they, slacked off or whatever, and they didn't have any money, and so therefore the goodwill kind of burned up,
yes,
I guess.
Yes,
and
yes,
so
did.
Now we occasionally will have somebody drop in, like at the Freekeen Forum over at forum.freekeen.com, where there's a whole section about housing opportunities and things like that, renting and buying, etc. And we'll have somebody post a message like, hey, I'm ready to come on up. I don't have any money, but I love freedom. Who's going to take me in?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, yeah, you probably need to go ahead and save up some money and take care of yourself first before you come up here because, you know, if you don't have any rapport, like he said, he knows somebody that's up here. That's cool. They're going to let him crash on their couch, and that's more of a different situation.
Sure.
But if you come into a scene where there are people you've never met before and you don't have any rapport with and you're expecting to have them take care of you, that's not going
to
happen.
I think the key to emphasize here, especially with this last gentleman, is that he did research for a job first. He didn't move mm-hmm. here first. He did the job research, the personal responsibility end of things. He didn't come here talking about how he liked the ideas of liberty and liked the ideas that come with that. No, he acted upon those principles of personal responsibility
right.
and did the right thing. That's
not to say that people here aren't friendly or helpful
right.
or anything like that. It's just that you've got to be able to help yourself.
That's right.
You can't. It's not a charity operation.
We just can't afford
it.
There's too many costs as it is, and especially in the winter in New Hampshire, it costs a lot of money to heat homes. That's just the way it is.
Yep. So be prepared to contribute when you come up here and take care of yourself, and then you'll find that people are all kinds of friendly and willing
Definitely.
To let you into their homes and you know, rent a room or something like that at a very good rate.
If you're scraping by and people realize that, you'll get help. People will give you like a meal or invite you over for dinner or something like that. That's not a problem. They see that you're trying to make it, and you know you don't have a couple bucks for going out, so maybe someone buys you a beer when you're out or whatever it is that you're doing. So don't worry about that. As long as you take care of yourself,
there's a fine line between somebody who's having a tough time and somebody who's a mooch, right?
Like, oh yes, definitely. Yeah. Well, you could see that though. You know that. You get to know these people in this community, and you get to know where they're at. So it's very easy to discern the two.
800-259-9231 is the number here, but that is not the number you need if you want to win the 12 hours of Sebring tickets. That number is 603-435-1105. We're going to give you a pair of super passes that will allow you to attend the 12 hours of Sebring coming up March 16th through the 19th. It is an awesome Le Mans race and huge party. It takes 3 days of trials, and then there's finally the big race on Saturday. Call in now at 603-435-1105. The third caller will be going to the 12 hours of Sebring. 603-435-1105. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Join us on the air at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And JJ.
Again, that's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there with various different features. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll see several different links to Amazon, different Amazons from around the world, U.S., U.K., Canada, Germany. You click on the Amazon appropriate to you, it'll take you into to that Amazon via our special portal. And when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price, whatever it is you're buying there. So start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls about what you want. Mike is on the line. Mike in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, good evening, Ian. How are you?
Hey, this is an old voice that goes way back to the original days of our program. Back
absolutely,
when, back
sir.
When,
yes, that's right. I was one of the original co-hosts.
That's
and,
right.
Having a good time, always listening to what you guys have to offer. But I need to ask you a very direct question.
All right.
What has been done about the fact that there are people who have repeatedly been coming into this country and getting all sorts of health benefits and so forth and so on, that other people who are, I guess, blue collar, like myself, who have lived here all our lives, that are absolutely unable to get the same sorts of benefits?
Well, I don't really understand your question.
Well, what I'm trying to understand is why in the hell the government refuses to acknowledge people like myself and other people like me who are just barely getting by, but we're not able to get the same amounts of benefits as other people that come into this country again from other areas of the world.
Well, I don't know why or how the welfare system makes determinations about who gets benefits. I know plenty of Americans are on welfare. I think I saw some statistics earlier this week that said that one out of three Americans are receiving some sort of welfare from various governments, state and federal. So there's plenty of that going on. There are a lot of immigrants that are not receiving welfare. They're working very, very hard and making a living and making a life for themselves here.
Okay, so I guess I'm asking you, though, if you would know from your, from what I determined to be your fair amount of knowledge of, based on maybe things that are going on stateside or nationally, why it is that certain people can't seem to get or lay their claim to benefits that are actually due them when it just seems like everybody else seems to be beating them out.
I don't know. Have you tried to apply for welfare and have been rejected? Is that what's happened to you?
I've gone through the whole gambit, and I just find that it's absolutely repulsive with regards to how many people that I've talked to, and they just, they want to put you in the smackdown, and they don't want to give you any sort of real indication as to why it is they can't get you any benefits, but yet they don't seem to be receptive to your needs or...
So this is a common complaint, and we've got our Tuesday night co-host Meg also experienced something like this where, you know, she feels like she paid in for a long time into this welfare system, into this government system, and then when she was homeless in L.A. and tried to go and get some, you know, food or something like that or money to buy a sandwich, they, you know, would not allow her to do it because of whatever bureaucratic reasons.
Well, yeah, I think Mike, hi, this is JJ. I think part of the factor is that you have a history. You have... When you fill out the paperwork, you can put things down in those slots, whereas an immigrant wouldn't have any history to give. They would simply say, I'm poor, I need help, and there would be no, like, background check because there is nothing to check. So as the alternative or the opposite of that is yourself, where you do have a history of being a citizen and paying your taxes or whatever sort of historical data they're looking at. And so they can then put that information through their system. And that system has an accept or reject sort of panel that decides whether you get it or not.
Well, here's one of the things. Like, for instance, one of the key things that I'm looking to get some assistance for is heat and or electricity, because I'm quite frankly probably very much on the verge of having my electricity turned off, and I'm wondering why it is that I can't get any kind of headway. Talking to anybody statewide, because they're supposedly telling me that their resources are dried up.
Well, you know, this is the government for you, right? I mean, they make all kinds of promises, and they say they're going to be there for you, and they take half of your income every single year. And then when the time comes for, you know, you run across some trouble in life or whatever, and for whatever reason you can't afford to pay the power bill, the government then tells you, well, sorry, you don't qualify. Or, you know, they don't return your phone calls or whatever happens there, and it's tragic, but that's the reality. And the reason they're doing it isn't because there are immigrants around. I mean, here in New Hampshire, there aren't that many immigrants here. I mean, it's you know, mostly people that are native born. This area is full of people that, you know, are not Mexicans, basically.
Right.
And so really it's just the nature of the state. I mean, they create arbitrary rules for their programs, and if you don't fit their qualifications, then, you know, screw you. Keep paying in. We'll keep taking your tax money, but, you know, you don't get anything for it down the line. And, you know, the only real solution, I mean, is long-term, is to get rid of the state and to make it so there is no more welfare state and make it so that we have to rely on each other and mutual aid societies and charities to help people in need.
Right. I think you should do whatever you need to do. What you ought to do, though, is look to your community that surrounds you and ask them for help. If the state is giving you issues with this welfare and you feel you do it because you pay taxes and all that, well, I mean, until that comes through, I mean, what I would do personally is I would look to my friends and family for help, my community that, you know, I've established a relationship with, and that...
And there may be churches in the area that may offer some sort of assistance program. So, go ahead.
Forgive me for the way that I worded it up front. I mean, I'm not trying to pass the buck in the saying that it seems to me that everybody who is, shall we say, not white... is getting the preferential treatment. I'm simply saying that, again, dealing with the politics of the town or of the state, it just seems that when I'm posing a question or a series of questions to somebody, that seems to be the feeling that I'm getting when I get the responses.
You're saying the feeling that you're getting from the bureaucrats' responses is that they're claiming that they're giving all the money to immigrants?
To help the people that aren't, that they aren't willing to help the people who have been proven residents of this state for many, many years, and it just seems that they're more apt to be handing out a paycheck, paycheck to the people that are, well, shall we say, people that have relocated from other areas of the country or other areas of, you know, of the state or what have you.
Right. I think maybe the bureaucracy has a different sort of. Maybe there's federal money involved if it's a migrant individual or whatever.
And I look at it this way.
Who knows?
And perhaps you will agree or disagree. I mean, when you go to apply for a job, there are people that, you know, I mean, they put it down in the application process as to whether or not you are of a different descent. So obviously they have a quota to fill to get people that are not white. That are either black, Mexican, other ethnicities. That,
some,
you know,
jobs have that, but usually the only jobs, Mike, the usually
no,
the only
listen,
jobs
listen,
that have
I'm,
that are.
I'm saying that it's not a problem to me because, you know what, I have friends that are of many.
Sure. What I want to explain is that those jobs where they have quotas like that are typically jobs where they are receiving federal dollars and they have to in order to receive that federal money. And
I can't believe that, though, to some degree, that doesn't also filter over into the amount of help that your local.
It may very well. Yeah. I think that's what JJ was trying
to
say to you, is that the federal money.
Counties,
I think what JJ was attempting to say earlier was that the federal money that's coming in may have those stipulations attached to it. Frequently, federal.
I think that's wrong, obviously.
I'm sure they do, but again, I don't want to. Listen, I don't want to appear like I'm a bigot or I'm being a jerk in saying that, you know, somebody else is.
You just want people to be treated equally.
Sure. The problem is the system. You don't sound bigoted to me. The problem is the system, and that's what it is. And unfortunately, it's not changing anytime soon. So in the meantime, the only thing you can do is reach out to the community rather than the state. And this is just a perfect example of how there's this mentality among Americans that the government's going to be there for them. And surprise, they're not. Good luck, Mike. Thanks for the call tonight, man. 800-259-9231. Hour 3's next. You take control.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.